Okay, it's 7 p.m. Do I hear a motion to begin the meeting?
I make a motion to begin.
Make a motion to begin the meeting.
Commissioner Metcalf said he made the motion, and I guess you're going to second that, Commissioner Hall?
I'll second that.
Thank you very much. First thing on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance, so if we all stand and face the flag, put our heart over the hand of our heart.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, take a moment. Silence. Silent prayer. Okay. All right. We have two new commissioners here this evening. So we have to officially take a vote on that. Plus, we also need to decide on the mayor pro tem. So, does anybody have any objections to what they've preliminarily been doing? In other words, Commissioner Maupin, you seem to be okay with doing the utilities.
I am.
And Commissioner Adams, the road commissioner, okay with you?
Yes.
Commissioner Hall, you still okay with being the property maintenance commissioner?
Yes, sir.
And Commissioner Metcalf?
Yes.
Safety, public safety and health.
Yes.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to accept these positions as just discussed?
I make this motion.
All right, Commissioner Maupin.
You
made the motion. Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
All right. Commissioner Metcalf's been the mayor pro tem for, 2 years now? Yeah.
About 2 years.
And he's got a lot of experience already. He's had the training and stuff with KLC. I'm recommending that he stay as mayor pro tem. He's a good leader, knows what's going on. Does anybody have an objection? So do I hear, I'll make a motion that Commissioner Metcalf. Commissioner Metcalf, the mayor pro tem. All right, thank you, Commissioner Hall. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Okay, it's unanimous again. All right, we got that part done. Good. All right. Everybody received the minutes in an email, and they're also posted on the website. Does anybody have any corrections or anything that needs to be added to it? I fixed the street. If there's no objection, we'll hear a motion.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall. Do I hear a second?
I'll second them.
Thank you, Commissioner Maupin. Mm-hmm. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
All right. Financial reports. Again, another month of no problems. Did everybody get their copy and go over them? Any questions on anything? While we're on this, we got our second check for HB 413. I think it was $709 and some change. That's what we used to purchase the radios initially with. There were 700 in that one, so we're doing fine with what was told to us by DLG last spring, just what to do. So, do I hear a motion to accept the financial reports as they are?
I'll motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Maupin. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, none. All right. City attorney's not here yet, so if there's no objection. Oh, the expenses. Oh, did everybody get the... Did you initial off on the expenses over there?
I don't have the Midland Radio copy.
It's not in there?
Mm-hmm.
It's 10,000. It's $1,040.
I know. I don't see it.
Is it under? Is that what came with the stuff?
You want to look through it?
Yeah.
Here's my copy.
All right. I'll need it back. All right. Here's that copy.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Did you initial all except for that one?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You're a good commissioner. I'm going to have to make that bold. I need it after you're done with it.
Oh, okay.
I initial them last.
Do you need this too?
I just give it all to Bev. Okay. Hang on a second. We'll see if Steve shows up.
Where's Dan?
Dan was on a Zoom meeting. He said he'd probably be a little bit late. He's been meaning to death. I'll put it over here for Dan, the signature on. Okay. Here, you can have this part, though. Okay. Well, let's see what's next that we can get into. Old business. Is there any commissioners that got any old business that they want to talk about? Okay. The emergency communications equipment. We received them. We're still working on logging them in. They've got the. We're going to make a spreadsheet with the ID numbers and then get them issued. But the plan is, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dennis. Dennis is going to keep the majority of them. We're going to have one in each one of the commissioners' homes. The city clerk and the city treasurer, because we're all right there in Worthington Hills. And Dennis is going to program them once we get the little wiring that goes into the computer so that we can get the frequencies that we want into them. So they're all basically turn a knob and it goes to a different channel. So that's the plan. We have a call sign. Got WRK 1278. Got that about a week ago, I believe. You got anything to add to that there, Commissioner Metcalf?
No, everything looks good.
Okay. We all started our K KLC Academy today. What'd you all think? A whirlwind of information?
Yeah, a lot of information. It was fine.
Okay, the holiday decoration prizes. Well, I guess we didn't get the one person I expected to be in here. So, anyhow, this year we only had four people actually vote on the decorations, and it as it turned out, everybody got one vote. So Bev and me had to do the went over to Bev's house, and we drew out the sheets of paper, and I had, and just to show you what we did, where is that at? We had all the little names on a piece of paper like this. I had them equally spaced, and then I took a paper cutter and tried to get them as fair and equal as I could, all of them, so there would be none of this. Well, that was a bigger piece of paper, and basically, Ben held the, did I hold the bag? I held the bag, and you threw them out, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the first one that came out was 4707 Middlesex Drive. Now, I don't know who the people are there. I've got it listed at the house. I believe the second one out was 4402 Bays End Court. And the last one that came out was 4419 Bays End Court. Hopefully next year, if we have this again, we'll get more submissions. So if you all want to think about the rules, I have the rules. If somebody can come up with a better set of rules. I thought they were fair, so, but I wrote them. So with that, and we have the drawing of the, on the submissions, there was four submissions. So to make this a lot of fun, did this last year and I did it this year, we put all the submissions into the bag, and as long as one of the submissions didn't come out that was the owner of one of the winners, okay, they won. Well, the winner of the $10 is Katie O'Brien. So she got that submission prize. So again, doesn't cost anything to vote. You could be $10 richer. Yes, ma'am.
Has the prize been handed out?
No. We got to vote and approve. Okay. So that was one of the reasons why they haven't been handed out.
So does it cost to submit a home?
No.
No.
No, they're all free.
Oh, okay.
It's all free.
Everything's free.
All you got to do is go on the website. You get to vote one time, or you get to submit one submission per day, per email address.
Oh, okay.
And I say that very clearly. One submission per day, per email address.
Okay. So you
have
to fill out the whole form.
Yeah. You fill out the whole form. The whole form is one submission.
Word to the wise, no names mentioned. If you think your house looks pretty, make sure you vote.
Yeah.
And vote every day if you want. So make sure you vote if you think your house.
But you can't. Your house cannot be in both categories of holiday decorations and door and window holiday decorations.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you can only do one or the other. You can't be in both of them.
And if you have outside decorations, you're eligible to win window decorations.
Mm-hmm. All right. And that
was. Wow. You can just do one altogether.
Yeah.
Well, so all you got to do is decorate your windows and your door.
Right.
And you're eligible to win a prize.
Yeah.
It's a $50 if you get, you know, get the most votes. And,
well, that's nice.
And we started that last year because we have so many disabled and handicapped people.
Yeah.
And they will decorate. I know who the winner was last year. She had a nice display all around the windows with the Christmas tree sitting in this nice bay window.
Uh-huh.
It was gorgeous.
I didn't for myself either.
Yeah, yeah. That was nice of yourself
to do that. So, again, this is, if I can hear a motion to go ahead and award the prizes to the holiday decorations winners.
I motion.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Muffin.
Muffin.
Yeah, I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. I'm sorry. I'm going to have a hard time for a while. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed? All right. It's unanimous.
It's the ribbon from the mouth of the pine. That's what my
ancestors. Is that what it is? Muffin? Muffin?
My ancestors lived.
Okay. All right. New business. Does any commissioner have some new business to address?
You said you were going to do something about me going to the P.O. box with you.
Oh, yeah. It seems that Commissioner Adams has a P.O. box down at the Linden Post Office, so what we might start doing is doing 2 weeks a month that are Saturday, because you get down on Saturday, right?
Yeah, I'm off on Saturday.
And so Crystal and I go down on those two Saturdays. Dennis and me usually go on the Fridays, and Bev and I go on the Tuesdays. So we're still doing the 2-2-2. Is there going to be a problem getting it on Saturday, Bev?
Probably not. I usually work on Tuesdays and Fridays, but that week you won't go on Fridays, so I guess I'll work on Saturday.
Yeah, or you can, you know, you can do it on Monday. Would you, if you can just, you know, put it in on Monday.
Right.
Okay? So, I'm glad you brought that up. So that's the new route. Somebody happens to ask, we'll decide which days it is. Well, what do you want to do? The first and third, Dennis?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay. Dennis and I will do the first week and the third week of each month, and Crystal will do the second and fourth Saturday.
Okay.
If we have a fifth Saturday, I guess we'll do a fifth Friday with Dennis, okay? And then Bev will just go every Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you for bringing that up. All right. How are we doing on the receipts? Who are we missing still? Okay.
Inside the front.
Okay. It looks like we're missing Steve. He was going to bring his and Katie. Did he bring yours?
I have it right here.
Okay.
Let me fill it out.
Yeah. I thought you was going to fill that before you got here. That's fine.
No, I wasn't quite sure.
Okay, that's fine.
If that's what I was supposed to do.
Yeah. Here you go, Beth.
I hope blue ink is
on. Yeah, that's fine. Now, use the ink. According to legal guys, they want blue ink. Alright. Oh.
That was my goodness.
Okay. How many received the certified tree care flyer in the mail?
I think I did.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did.
Okay.
They were going to be working in the city and.
Yeah, well, I did some checking on it. Certified Tree Care is not current with the state of Kentucky. And this is one of the things I wanted to bring up tonight. There's a couple of things. I was hoping Steve was going to be here. We may have to defer this to next month. I want you all to think about this. We got a website, and When we get these flyers, or I get called about this, okay? Because they're out of Texas. They have a local representation here. And my concern is even though they may be a company that's working in Louisville, they may not be following the rules. So again, think about this. Do we want to put up a buyer beware tab on the website? And I'll check with Steve to see if there's a problem, get him looking into it. Then there's also, and they didn't get into it today, but then there's also Nextdoor. Still sending these mailers out when they get new people. And we need to make it very clear, and I guess we need to have it in the minutes, that our only media, acceptable media, we don't do social media. We don't have a social media website, and my recommendation is that we don't do it. And you heard some of the reasons this morning on the training with the open records. So I want you all to think about that.
Then we don't do what?
We don't use official communications on social network. Okay. In other words, you can get on there and read them, and you can bring it. If there's an issue, you can bring it up at the city meeting. But I would prefer right now that before we do anything, we all get through this training, and I think you'll realize why we don't want to do social media. So we can talk about that next month, okay? All right. I'm just bringing it up. This is going to be a short meeting.
Nothing. Yeah, I mean, I don't dare do that anyhow.
Yeah.
Haven't, and
won't. Well, I think we all have our feelings about it. I mean, it's one thing to have a mailing list and having one-on-one with people, but it's another thing to put it out there in social media, because Nextdoor, they're looking at Nextdoor just like the employers are now looking at the Facebooks and everything else. Right. People are buying in neighborhoods based off of what they're reading on Nextdoor. And we definitely cleaned up from 2 years ago, because week go by, I didn't get a phone call about what they had on Nextdoor about Worthington Hills. So,
like negative things?
Yeah, negative, major negative.
Yeah, usually about the car break-ins, but I haven't seen anything lately. They've been, you know.
I look at it all the time, and I don't remember seeing much.
I haven't seen anything negative about Worthington Hills. Good.
So, again, I caution doing anything on there for the time being until we.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a little bit, like somebody asked, what are your plans for the future or something? And I mean, I read, but I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You make a statement on Nextdoor, they think it's gospel.
People running or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see.
Bob, I have a question about this receipt.
Okay.
The name of agency and email, they're wanting, or the address, they're wanting Worthington Hills, correct?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
The address is on the top of that, it's
on the card I just gave you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I put my phone number in the spot.
Okay.
Out of habit.
Yeah, that's
thank
fine.
You.
No problem. You scratched
it.
Neither
was the P.O. box.
Yeah, it's P.O. box.
But just the City of Worthington Hills.
Yeah, and use your regular email, your City of Worthington Hills email address, okay?
Oh, give them that one.
Yeah, the utility commission.
All right.
Okay. Is there anything else anybody wants to add? I'm already down to the bottom of the page. Okay. Do you have anything tonight that you want to talk about?
No.
Okay.
Yes, he did, but...
No, I'd like to say something at the end of the meeting. That's not bad. Okay. I just wanted to tell everybody that Sawyer passed his Eagle Board review last week, so he's a scout now.
And okay, great.
He wanted me to express his thanks to everyone here.
Okay, great.
Great, yeah.
All right, thank you. All right, with that...
Is there anything I'm supposed to do with this certificate of liability insurance?
No. In fact,
it's just for a review.
They go in that green. Did you? They
yeah,
go in the green folder.
Yeah,
yeah.
I have it at home.
They'll go in the green folder.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Well, with that, I don't have anything else as far as that, so I guess we're to the commissioner reports. So who wants to go first? All right, Commissioner Hall, you're first.
All right. It's real simple. I was contacted by 1421 by the landlord of 4620 Lunenburg. Wanted to make sure he got his rental form entered properly. In 122220, I was contacted by Jennifer Craw, I think is her last name. She asked me in an email if the city had requirements on new roofing colors and materials. So I replied back and said I wasn't aware of any. That she needed to reach out to the Jefferson County Building Codes, see what they required. That's it.
Okay, great. All right. All right, Commissioner Adams, but no, you're just running.
I just had to take a picture of it on my phone. I got the road commission email set up with the new password. I checked the email daily and responded to all of you City of Worthington Hills officials. There weren't any resident complaints or issues. I checked the weather the evening of January 7th to determine if snow removal or salt was needed. The weather said the snow accumulation would be in the grass and not on the roadways, so I opted to decline salt and snow removal from our vendor. We had a weather event on Friday, January 15th. Mayor Stoneham opted to put down a brine solution with our vendor on Friday afternoon. This decision was made because the brine solution was expected to last a few days and was able to carry us through the snow and drizzle over the weekend. This brine solution worked well at keeping the snow off the street. That's it.
All right. Thank you. And again, I apologize. I thought you were working.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he made the call because he thought I was at work, but I actually got off early that day. I just didn't have to coordinate with him.
When I call her at work, I get her voicemail. I needed to get it down before the sun went down, so that's what I did. But she did a fine job. Okay. Commissioner Malcolm.
I, of course, checked and read emails. I didn't see any emails directed for the utility commissioner. I did drive around last night to get to the area and the roads. I didn't see any lights out except for the one you informed me that was out on Bay Garden.
Yeah, Bay Garden Court.
Bay Garden Court. So I guess I will call the RG&E and ask them to come fix that. And that's all I have to report.
Okay. Commissioner Metcalf.
I drove the city on several occasions, went to storage area on two occasions with Mayor Stoneham, issued four parking permits, went to post office each Friday and Tuesdays with Mayor Stoneham, and Derby City activity report from 12-7-20 to 12-31-20, 10 traffic stops. Checked on two garage doors open, four pedestrian stops, five parking citations, one suspicious vehicle, and during the New Year's thing, shots fired during New Year's celebration. There were about three of them that people reported to, but he could hear them himself.
Okay.
And that's it.
Well, thank you. Again, welcome to the new commissioners. look forward to working with you for the next couple of years, at least. Yes.
And a citizen.
Oh yeah. All right. Thank you, City Clerk. Is there anything in from the audience? I think I might have some one or two. Anything going on?
John and I am just the audience and a radio member. Sophie and I are still doing the welcome bags, and since we started this, I've delivered 16, and I just purchased more products if I ran out of product for them. Really good response. It is amazing, a nice response you get from somebody when you just talk to them, the information, especially on the garbage, which should help you out, and the website, and hopefully none of them have shown up at meetings yet, but I urge them to come to the meetings. So we will see. And but anyway, Sylvia plans, she has, when the weather gets warm and COVID leaves, she's going to go with me.
Okay, yeah.
I would really enjoy that.
I would prefer you have somebody with you, so if you need somebody with you, you're always welcome to call me. I'd really have an issue with one person going to the door. Not that we don't know where you're, well, we don't really know when you're going, so I think it's just for protection.
Thank you. Honestly, I've been in school.
Yeah.
It's not even South Dakota.
Right. A couple of years ago, I'd have definitely been with you, but, you know, it's really changed out there now.
Okay.
And
thank
so.
Okay.
All right.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Is this a welcome pack to the city of Worthington Hills?
I should have brought one. I almost brought one because I have one packed. I've tried to deliver one three times to the new house, the new ones on the Pulaski Court side, on the new side. But there are five items. Normally it's like I go to Dollar Tree, a pack of two pens, a little journal, a flashlight, a pack of the microfiber cleaning. And this time I went ahead and they had disposable packs of like 40 of the disinfectant wipes.
Oh yeah.
So that's, I thought, wow, that's right.
Yeah.
And it's just a bag really costs like $5.50 plus the tissue paper. It isn't even $6 for a bag.
Right.
And then I print off a letter and the garbage. Just all the, you wrap it, if you put out a mattress, you have to have it wrapped.
All that sort of thing. That's a good idea. Yeah, I'm just
asking also for, in reference, maybe what we could do in our development
that,
since we're condos.
Well, they're part of it.
That's part of it. If, thank you. Okay. But if, you know, just let me know. Let Bob know.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. You know again. Let me know, or
you got
to know, let me know, because there's two, like you said, I ran on
product, yeah.
And so I have two yet, but even the renters, they don't have to buy a home, because they now have all the rental information, I'm almost sure there was someone in the house and they had a storm door, you know, where I could put the bag in between, because I was almost positive you could in the house and they just didn't want to come to the door.
Right. But at least they have that information, because we hear that a lot is, well, we didn't know, even about the city of Worthington Hills, we're like, no, we're not.
We didn't know that. We're like, wait a minute now. You know, they've lived there 10 years. You know, we're just like, no, this is the deal. And
Well, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
It's an unofficial, official
right.
ambassador committee.
I think, especially during these times, I think
right.
it's very important to be kind.
Right. It's just a little thing, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of people come into the city, they have no idea. Just the materials they get.
Exactly.
You know, is enough information. Mm-hmm. If they want to get involved, they can get involved and go to the website. The big thing is the website.
Mm-hmm.
Wish we'd get visitors to it, including our current staff. There's a lot of answers to questions.
Is our website provided in the welcome package?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Website is, yes. In fact, I think now because as I run them off, it doesn't highlight it somehow, but I downloaded it so I have it, and maybe I'll just highlight it. But it's in there, and it's so. And I tell them, go to the website,
mm-hmm.
all the phone numbers are there.
Yeah, if you another thing is we do have the neighborhood watch tab up. So if you know anybody who's got video pictures or snapshots off their video doorbells or their video security cams, have them send them to me and I'll get them posted on the website. Because the more people we put up there, if the word's out.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling Tate, our security contractor, the traffic at night compared to when I first started as commissioner 4 years ago is way down. Part of the reason why is they have no idea who's patrolling the streets because we do have unmarked cars, and the word's out on our unmarked cars. And that is making, I think, a big difference. Plus, when they get pulled over, if the windows are tinted, the officers have tint meters, so they're writing tickets on dark tinted windows to the key of what the state's limits are, 35%. And the lower the number, the darker the windows. So at 100%, you're clear. At 35, you can, you know, got a pretty good image. But once it gets down below that 30 and below, you just don't know who's in the car, and you don't know what they're doing. So they have the tint meters, and they are writing tickets for over tinted windows. They're also they do the normal checks, the insurance, everything. We get quite a few tags that get pulled on parked cars that have expired insurance. That's one of the things. If you aren't carrying insurance on your vehicle and they pull you over, they will pull the tag on the car. That's a new state order down to the cities that they're to pull the tags on the cars. So if you see a car running around with a tag on it, they're running, stay away from them. They're probably running without insurance. Anything else? Anything else from the audience? Yes, ma'am.
One more thing. I don't know if any of you knew Ronald Harden. He was one of our original residents, and he just passed away. And lived next door to us for 43 years. Wonderful, wonderful person. And in this day and age of COVID, there would have been 2,000 people at his funeral if they would have had a chance. He was just so well known. And just very, very small and private, and it is just think about Lorraine. But they were originals. They were built their house here, and they were originals in Worthington Hills.
Okay.
I have one question about the sending video to the website. So if somebody gets their car broken into and posts something on Nextdoor, do you want me to private message them and ask them to send it to you to the website?
No.
I just comment?
No, I put it in the minutes. If they read it, they read it. But you can, basically, if you can put just the word out without going through social media, because there are a lot of people that have it, or if you see it on the website, just send it to me.
Yeah, I haven't seen anybody post anything in Worthington Hills, but they're posting, you know, all
right.
around, you
right.
know, all around here.
Right. But, yeah, we did, the last one we had was actually in November, and I had actually seen the two that are in the, on that picture an hour and a half after that picture was taken when I ran the city at 2 o'clock while running that 215. And I even stopped and asked them if they were out for a walk. And the first thing I identified in that picture was the shoes. So he's up there, and I even told him that, you know, just wanted to make him aware of the fact that him or her or who it was, that there were video cameras on and out, and if there's any problems, we do have their picture. So now it's posted on the website. So the more that, like I said, the more we can put out there on our website, just to let them know that they're being watched, the less likely we're going to have with people. And they tend to hit dark places, and I think we've taken care of that with the street lights now. So again, we're making the city safer. That's all that really matters. Anything we can do to make it safer, any suggestions, hey, bring it up. It's, once we get these radios listed, logged in, and the frequency set up, which I hope to do this next month, we'll be one more step closer to being able to take care of business when we have an emergency. So, if there's nothing else, do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Muffin. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Y'all have a nice evening. Thank you very much.
Guys.